此沃提供供 is kind of an easier aspect to talk about because that just means practice or cultivation. So qigong is a practice where we're cultivating the ability to wake up, and we're cultivating that through body, heart, mind. And if we're looking at specifically qi, qi means life force, energy, vitality, and intelligence. Intelligence not so much of the intellect, but the intelligence that is organizing every single thing that is going on. There's a certain spark of intelligence. We could say there's a certain body wisdom, body knowing that we cultivate. And we say cultivating those qualities of body, heart, mind. So the, cultivating the qualities of body, of vitality, of strength, of aliveness. Cultivating qualities of heart. Receptivity, openness, kindness. Resonance there. Resonance, quality of heart. So much needed in our world. Especially now, at the moment. So cultivating qualities of body. I'll go more into those. Qualities of heart. I'll speak more about that. Qualities of mind. Clarity. Brightness. Focus, openness, vastness, luminous. So the cultivation, qigong, cultivation of qualities of body, heart, mind. How? In the qigong tradition, we take gestures, postures, movement. Yeah, so we use the body as a vehicle. Gestures, postures, moving. We also bring not just the body, but we bring the mind into the practice. Intention, direction, attention, awareness, surrender, letting go. The what, the how, and the why. It's great when kids ask why, isn't it? Why? Never, you know, when a kid asks you, why are we doing this? Just because it stops you in your tracks. You have to really consider. Because so much of the time we're automatic. Well, I'm just doing this. Why am I doing this? It's a good question. It's a very good inquiry. Why come here today? A thousand and one things you could be doing. So why practice qigong? So practicing the cultivation of these qualities of body, heart, mind. With the intention of liberation, freedom, awakening. The cultivation of insight. True knowing, direct knowing, of not just this moment, but of the reality of this moment, the nature of this moment. And it's that direct knowing, it's direct perception. Can lead to insight, that can lead to liberation within this moment, within this human experience. And it's not a getting away from, bless you, it's not a getting away from this moment. It's not a getting away from our conditions. It's not a getting away from any pain or suffering. It's an awakening within this moment. With this moment. So we're not separating ourselves from whatever's happening. We're awakening within. We don't have to get away from anything to wake up. The what, the how, the why. So I'm coming into the hall, kind of orientating to myself to the space. I've been here a few times before, but it's kind of got a feeling of a bit of a TARDIS to me. Like, it always feels like it's much bigger than it is. And the first time I come in here, like I walk in, I kind of go, oh my God, it's so small. How are 50 or 60 of us going to move around and do Qigong? But somehow we manage it each time. And it's something about creating, accessing, not creating, but accessing space. Which is a funky thing. Space and time. That's a whole other discussion. But we're seeing how much we can open up or access a bit more space internally with the Qigong. And how we can maybe open into the space around us a little bit more. Just kind of like a bit like the gesture, just filling the space. It's a bit paradoxical because we think, oh my God, there's not much space, I'll have to take up less. It's the other way. It's really accessing space internally and around us that the space here can feel bigger, more relative. We can access a bit of space. And what I'd like to do is we'll start with a bit of physical Qigong, just to kind of really just loosen up a bit. Physical Qigong to loosen the body, free up some of the holding, the tightness, free up some of the structure of the body. And then we'll take that loosening into some sitting, landing. And then I think we'll take a little loo break then. And I might say a few more things about the practice. And then we'll go into some more Qigong and bringing an aspect of walking into the Qigong practice. I've got some Qigong walking I'd like to share with you. And that might be interesting, especially for those of you that also really enjoy walking meditation, just to bring a little bit of Qigong awareness and orientation into walking meditation. We'll practice that and then we'll sit again. And then it'll be time for lunch. Which, if you haven't heard, if you're a bit late or you didn't quite get orientated, will be, I think it's self-serve in the bring your own lunch in the classrooms next door, because we haven't got the big hall for lunch. And I think it's okay also to have lunch in here if you want to use this space. But we'll try and remain silent throughout the day, including lunch. And silence is not a sentence of shut up, you shouldn't be talking. It's an invitation to come more inward. Because talking is great, it's one way of connecting. But the connection is important if we're here. And so much of the time our talking takes us there. Practice today is to step back into here. So the invitation and a request to remain silent as an intention to come back to here. And the real invitation request to just switch off that phone and resist the temptation to text and check emails and da-di-da-di-da-di-da, you know what I mean. It's like this is a day retreat, and a part of the retreat intention is just to let go of orientation to the world outside and take it as an orientation to the world inside. And there's a really interesting step into the inner world Because from this inner world, we can relate to the outer world much more effectively. And if we're really interested in practice, then we begin to question, why is this inner world, outer world anyway? Is it so separate? Actually, what I'd like to do is just settle into silence for a few minutes. So I've kind of put out quite a lot of words and orientation to the day. And in the silence we can receive that and return to this experience of body. Talking about landing, so just let yourself land in the simplicity of this experience of your body, whatever that is, and a particular orientation to your contact between your body and the ground or the floor, through your feet or through your sitting bones, through your bottom. Just let your awarenesses drop into the connection between your body and the ground, like a settling of awareness to the base of your body. Returning again and again to that contact of your body through your feet or through your sitting bones or bottom in the cushion, chair, ground. Stand up.